Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I went for a run and I came back and she had just come from the office or wherever she was. And she said, "Oh my God, you did dishes." I said, "Yes, because someone had to."
What did you see, say and to you, that? You took all the magic out of it with that one sentence.
That you were doing her a solid and that, yeah, that you expected her to do the dishes.
How am I supposed to fill up my zero water filter if I can't fit it in the sink to fill it up?
Wow, try living with two kids. I can't get through a dishwasher cycle without the sink filling up. I don't know where come from.
I said, the chupacabra is not real. And right. Bigfoot is not real. And she said, "I see Bigfoot." And I said, no. It's like everything she sees on these like sci-fi channels, because all sure. she's watching at home,
she takes this gospel truth.
This is a culture that goes and prays at a weeping piece of toast that looks like the Virgin Mary, right? Sometimes the faith leads them in the wrong place, in the wrong direction.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We lead on today's story. Oscar earlier in the week was discussing a new app that he had found during these hot times in D.C. That's called Swimply.
Swimply.
Is it Swimbly or Swimply?
Swimply.
Swimply.
Swimply. Like Blimpy.
Swimply. What is this? The swim?
Come on, do the swim. Yeah.
Do the swim.
Yeah.
And
that the swim?
You've gone into a lot of detail on the swimming app. I was talking about this to people that I would imagine. Okay, turn the swimming music on.
Swimply.
I really thought that there probably have to be a lot of ground rules to do this. Ooh, a lot of fine print to do this, but you know, it sounded cool actually.
Yeah.
And if you had one right up the street in a really nice neighborhood, Oscar found a great pool that he's gonna check out on
privately owned, a privately owned pool. Yes.
By the way, he has honored our wishes to not notify his wife about this until Friday night during the cocktail party.
Right.
So, and then there's a wrinkle as you come in today, a slight wrinkle in the plans, which pissed me off. So I know it's probably not, you're not happy with it either.
Well, right? Maybe I'm asking for too much. The request I got from my Swimply representative, aka the owner of the pool, was that we move back our reservation by an hour. And they were really sweet. It's kind of like you probably had this interaction in the past if you've had kind of a back and forth with Airbnb or one of these social rental houses. House apps, where they're like, "Hey, the keys in the back or in the lock boxes of the code. Thank you. Please don't use any of the glassware around the pool. There is some beer that the last tenant left in the fridge. Feel free to drink that, whatever you want. Good."
They contact you directly or do they contact you through the app?
All right.
So you're not like getting a direct email.
So this request was.
So it's an hour. It's not two.
It's not two. But this is where I think maybe I might be out of line, but I wanted to ask you guys.
All right.
What I got was our son didn't tell us that he was having some friends over and we need at least an hour buffer time. Just want to make sure that you guys get a nice clean pool. There aren't noodles everywhere or anything like that.
Let me say what I think.
Yes.
I think maybe.
Right.
And this is the best case scenario. This I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
I think perhaps they're saying, they want to get out of Dodge and before you
T-O-P-L-E-S-S.
Before you let your beanbag expose
for the banana hammock comes out.
Before you chlorinate your beanbag.
Yes.
This will tell the tale.
Mm-hmm.
If you arrive and the house is fully populated with people running around, then your pool cleaning theory is accurate. If you get there and no one's home, they wanted to clear out and have extra time to clear out to get everything.
Which would be good if your initial theory with this this rent-a-pool app, which is basically right. rent a private pool per hour. That would be cool if you had a theory and you're worried about perverts looking and lurking through the curtains, as Rob was talking about the other day when you were pulling off to the side.
I don't know what the etiquette. Do you get a
great video?
Do you get a sense of the etiquette of that? The etiquette is when the pool is in use, the owners are not there. That it's like renting a house. Well, they get out of Dodge.
But there's also a connotation there that says, maybe I want you there in case I don't know how to turn on the hot tub. Like, that's something that needs to be done in an app. Or not that I... So then I start thinking about... This is where I start really freaking out. I did not contend or even think about having other people in the pool prior to... I was in the pool.
Right.
So I start thinking about, you have kids. Like, I want a fresh pool. Like, I don't want a pool that's full of, like, a pH level urine.
But that's a mental thing, because you know it would have been that way anyway.
I don't. I think
well,
people.
How long do you want the pool to be free of human beings prior to your arrival?
This is how
I want it freshly filled with water from the Potomac.
I was a lifeguard for 5 summers. I know how long it takes to shock a pool, all right?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Now hold on. See, now when you mention that shock, that.
And you know, one bad case, Michael, close it down.
But the. Man, then Bill Murray will eat the baby Ruth.
Sorry, you have to drain the pool.
My mind is going into. I've changed gears on this now 3 times.
We're going to give you some credit.
If you're talking about them prepping the pool, see, that's still not a negative either. They're getting it ready for you.
Yeah, it's easy to mess up the chlorine. So I actually asked Shannon if she could get some from our friends at Walmart or Prime, preferably Walmart, if they could get us the pH level strips for pools. So I could actually do my own pH test when I get there to make sure everything's on the.
You asked Shannon about that.
Yes.
Then you've revealed the pool.
No. Because we're going to Maine, and I told her we need them for Maine, because there's a pool up there that they use, right?
Very crafty.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, is there a protocol for the renter of the pool, not for the rent, you're the rentee, the renter has to maybe have that pool prepped for you.
I would.
Prior.
As a former lifeguard and then a manager, which is the worst job ever, because you got to deal with teenagers and their hormones trying to earn a living, is... That I knew that my main job was to make sure that the pump room was working, if you know what I mean. And also monitor those readings and those levels, because you don't want anything going south and then you getting blamed and getting fired.
Did they indicate anything about why they want you to arrive an hour later?
I was under they're kind of saying that we'll comp you an hour and let you push back a couple hours. And I said, well,
that's nice.
So you're going to get it for $60 for 2 hours? Like from two
to three hours for 120.
I got to go to two to four now, which is not a big
you know
deal.
What? But you know what? That's not.
It's not prime time sunning hours.
They've moved you out of prime time pool hours.
How is this skin going to be brown? Golden
I know you
brown,
want to be chocolatey brown.
But I'm going in at two.
So midday is when you want the pool.
I said,
what? Yeah, noon.
I said to myself, Mike, well, why did I, Fantana, think that anybody that's renting their pool doesn't use their pool? I don't know why I thought that.
Oh yeah, I see your point.
But didn't you know what they, I mean? they referenced that there was beer there from other people.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm used to, like a welcoming. Hey, have whatever you want when you rent a place.
Oh, he was just
house.
citing an example.
I'm citing an example
be.
That I've
so
done.
So, what
in the
do
past.
You think? Since they haven't, they've just told you they're moving you back an hour. What is your theory?
My theory is that they have kids.
And they want to swim in the morning.
And they said, we got to move these vagrant swimpy rentals out.
Yeah. I think if that's the case,
they had another booking that's off book, if you will. So they're not paying
They had a morning booking.
Yes, that they wanted to extend.
Can you check via the app? I saw,
I was like, if there's a morning booking, and it's some sort of like kids party, am I going to be swimming in urine?
I have a solution.
Good.
A drive-by?
I have a solution. A drive-by.
I'll do that. I don't mind doing that. I got no
you
time.
You do a drive-by, you find out for sure what's going on. You do a drive-by.
And I'll stream it. I'll stream it live.
You figure out
Facebook
where it
live.
Is.
We'll do it live.
You have a You have a drone, too.
And put on a costume.
Fly in the district now, Mike. They put a digital force field up.
You do a drive-by if they're, somebody, obviously, if they're moving you, they're double-dipping. And I literally mean double-dipping. They're double-dipping on your pool. They're going to have somebody from 10 to 1. Yeah.
Pro tip, book in the morning.
Book in the morning. Like a doctor. You want to be the first appointment.
Yeah. That's a perfect time. Yeah. 10 a.m. is when the sun is hot.
Splash. Yeah. Leave whatever you want.
Yeah.
Feminine. I'm not an afternoon guy with products. The pool. I like the pool. Who cares?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're done when you leave. That's fantastic. Do that. That is interesting to me. So 2 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bite, though. That's a bite.
And
that's a big difference.
And I'm good, I recall as far as, if you've ever been in an over-chlorinated pool, you can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
This is mm-hmm. not good.
They say mm-hmm. what kind of pool is it? Is it a chlorinated pool or a saltwater pool or an ozone pool?
It's billed as a saltwater pool, which I've never been in before.
That's good, though. That's good. If it's a saltwater pool, you don't have to worry about the chemicals.
Why the saltwater? I'm always wondering.
They do it on cruise ships because it's accessible. They use the saltwater from the ocean. Yeah, the free water. I don't know why you would want a saltwater pool on land.
Don't you still have to put chlorine in a saltwater pool?
No, you have a saltwater because they are better for the chlorine.
Okay, but you still put chlorine in that, right?
But I think it's a minimal amount. I don't know enough about it. I really wish I knew more about it. I really, really do. But that's what it is. You got three different kinds.
Is it
the old-fashioned kind is the chlorinated. The modern kind is the saltwater. Where you don't have the chemical residue when you go in the pool. You get out, apparently, it's kind of a fresher, cleaner feeling.
Ooh. So now I have to do the research because I didn't think about what type of pool
I immediately, as soon as you brought up the fact that they're double dipping.
Yeah.
They're having almost a $400 day in their pool.
This will be reflected in their review. I'll say this, that I also don't like the idea that this type of pool has a dark bottom instead of the bottom I can see before I crack my skull. While they say no diving, why did people do that?
I think it's a color choice.
So a crocodile could be living at the bottom, and I don't know about it until
it's too late. Did they say how big? Is it a rectangular pool?
No, it's got ovals. It looks like a resort pool in the middle of Chevy Chase.
A kidney-shaped kind of pool?
I would say a lima bean.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kidney-shaped. By the way, I will reiterate that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when we do our TMOS cocktail party, Oscar's going to drop the pool thing on Shannon just to see her natural reaction. You think she's going to be positive about it?
I just hope it's not after 2.
We've just lived a sad existence that any perk or washed the dishes yesterday for the first time, I think, all summer because I was and it wasn't because I was being nice. I was pissed. It was these dishes should not be in the sink.
I sort of see you as a paper plate lifestyle guy. I don't imagine.
We got them.
By the way, when you say you wash the dishes, you wash the dishes. The dishes have been washed prior. It's not like the first time this summer that any dish has been washed.
I wash the dishes. Me. We don't have a dishwasher, so I wash in my hand.
Yes.
It's good for the wrist. I feel like it's good
very
workout.
Good. Very, very
and
good.
I said, I came home and I was like, well, how am I going to fill this water filter up with all these dishes in the sink? Fine, I'll do them. Why do I have to do dishes? I'll just do them, and I won't say anything to her because I'm not going to be mad about this because I do everything else.
I hate dishes.
But it's fine. So I did them.
Dishes are the number one.
I had a protest. I don't do enough. And then I went for a run, and I came back, and she had just come from the office or wherever she was, and she said, "Oh my God, you did dishes!" I said, "Yes, because someone had to."
What did
you see,
she say
and
to
you,
that?
You that you took all the magic out of it with that one sentence.
That you were doing her a solid and that you expected her to do the dishes.
How am I supposed to fill up my zero water filter if I can't fit it in the sink to fill it up?
Try living with two kids. I can't get through a dishwasher cycle without the sink filling up. I don't know where they come from.
I know. That's by the way, you've identified it. And listen, I have to cop to the fact that the primary caretaker of the home up here, I probably do more down in Florida than I do up here, but still, overall, Carla takes care of so much more stuff than I do. But I will tell you this, my pet peeve, when I've done dishes in a sink, when you've cleared them out, if you have a dishwasher, that means rinsing them off, put them in the dishwasher, and you have that empty sink.
It's a beautiful
thing. And you walk
thing.
Away for a moment, and you come back in, and there are other dishes in there. It is about as maddening as it gets. Because if you use a dish when you're doing this, and you've just gotten done clearing the sink, you'll probably rinse it off, either clean it in its entirety because it's left You want that sink to be free of clutter for just 5 seconds.
What about
Louis Black?
Let me ask you this.
My football team.
I've survived off of Freshly's strictly for the last 3 weeks. That's
one way of taking care of the dish issue.
I don't have any dishes.
Right.
Maybe a cup every 2 days because I usually get a can and we're good. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Live like I'm in college. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you little sparrows probably don't leave a big footprint. Yeah,
but when the dishes are all in there and I stare at them and they're all hers, and then I wash them.
Yeah.
Probably drives you up the wall a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, with just the two of you, c'est la vie. You know
and
what
two
I mean?
Skinny
it's,
people.
It's fine. Yeah. It's two in the
little
home.
Well, and then also, I guess what also pisses me off is like it takes so many dishes to make one yogurt parfait. Like, that cake's on those dishes all the time, and I'm like, why can't
And that's
you just
her thing, right? Her
yogurt parfaits or yogurt what she parfaits likes to all make. Day. All day.
That's fresh yogurt with all the with the oatmeal or a granola.
She loves her grapes. If you were ever there in the classic bustling days of Podcast Village pre-COVID, all day Shannon is stirring something.
Yeah.
All day. Really? It's yogurt and grapes and oats and just stir.
So she smiles. She's like, oh, wow. Like, so then I told her, someone had to do them. And she's like, okay, fine. I'm like, no, I'm just saying, I've hit my ceiling if I have to do it. So, I was like, but now,
monster.
Now, you're like, it's just a slight reminder, but I'm not mad about it. I'm good.
You are a monster.
Mike, can we take a backward step here for a second? Because this is something I did not know. A saltwater pool actually uses something called a salt chlorine generator. That means instead of adding chlorine to the pool water, you add salt, and the generator converts it to chlorine.
Wow.
But it's supposed to be.
Because there's sodium chloride as the salt.
It's like a Star Trek. Pool.
Yeah. Right. It says also
a
saltwater pool is called this because you add salt to the water at a high level enough for the machine to function, but it also makes the water feel silkier because it has minerals in it from the salt.
And for those of you at home that say I'm a monster, I'm not. Look, trust me. The dish is, that's a slight reminder. Sometimes you got to course adjust. As my mom says, if the tree starts leaning down a little bit, you got to put a stick in there and make sure the tree's going straight.
How does she say it, though, in Spanish?
Si el arbolito se está poniendo un poco chueco, tienes que poner un palo para que se vaya directo.
Oscar,
passable knowledge of two languages, ladies and gentlemen. Passable working knowledge of two languages.
C plus.
C plus language ability in two separate languages.
Thank you.
That's it.
Oscar, this is something I want you to report back on. It says the salt taste is mild and actually quite enjoyable. Yeah. Mm. It's 1/10 the salinity level of an ocean water when it is properly done. So it is like a teardrop or a contact lens
solution. Report back.
Hell, you could brine a turkey in it. That's awesome.
Oscar
has never been juicier.
I'll look like Kramer. Yes,
with the butter.
So, yeah.
Back to the topic at hand is that you need to know if they are double dipping and they moved you because there were other people coming in.
I don't care
if it's paid customers or the family. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah.
That to me is not good and it ought to be reflected.
That's fine.
If they are planning a trip or something or getting out of Dodge.
Yeah.
You might know that. You might know
that. But if they're getting out, why would they have to be later?
They're not going
to
tell me. They're not going to be like, hey, we're leaving the premises, stranger.
That's why you're going to have to do a drive-by and find out what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
And look for evidence of birthday cake. Look for frosting.
Maddie, just and wet noodles everywhere.
everywhere.
Maddie, your beau does the dishes, right, when he's in town?
He does, yes.
And if he does.
You're back to the dishes again?
Yeah, because I need some backup here. I sound like a chauvinist pig, I'm realizing.
Well, you do sound like a chauvinist pig. Yeah. If you haven't done the dishes all summer and it's just the two of you.
Yeah, but that's her job. I pay for everything, Mike.
Do you have a household task that you do?
Yes. The mortgage gets ETF'd right out of my bank account.
By the way, up in Maine, I got it much easier than down in the other part of the world. Because I do a lot more down there and up here. I mean, I'm thinking right now, and I don't have a leg to stand on with this argument because I'm thinking about how much I had my tea brought upstairs to me today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's nice.
You're finally being treated like the king you are, the celebrity you are.
A cup of hot tea and a jug and a fake plastic mason jar filled with water.
Nothing
brought to
nothing
me
trashier
today.
And classier at the same time.
What did I get pre-show? Mike saw the evidence of what did I get pre-show? Julia comes down. I sat
biggest credit card.
Yeah, thought she wanted to say hi to Mike. She says, can I have your credit card? I said, you know where it is.
Oh, getting that's gas. So sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Madeline, how do you run your household?
Madeline.
Well, I'm the same way, and it's not even like a gender role thing.
Yeah.
But if I'm out there slaying the dragon all day, and I come home to dishes, I get very upset. But I think we might both be monsters in that regard, though, because my dad does the dishes, and he does everything else, too. So I think it just might be a personality
What's your
thing.
Mom do? What does your mom?
I mean,
my mom
will cook, but my dad will do the dishes.
That's sweet.
See, that's the thing,
sweet.
Too.
He's too nice.
Yeah,
you know, sweet. When you have that balance where she's providing probably... Is she Italian as well, Maddie?
No, she's Irish, but my dad's mom taught her how to cook. So she's basically Italian.
Amazing meals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yes, if she's
that's
providing
sweet.
That abbondanza for the fam, that's true. So with John... Is he does he do the dishes when you're away, or how does that work?
Yeah, no. Basically, we have a rule that he does all the dishes in the house because I can't come home to them.
Right. Yes,
Is there a domesticated household task that you prefer more than others?
No, I really don't like to do any of them.
I love her more. Yeah. I love her more. I do. She
Truthful.
Has all. This is real. It's just why she fits with us. There's just something about it that, you know, that's good. So nothing is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Beds,
floors. Like, when we're like doing a deep clean, I'll usually
clean like for
the
people
bathroom,
coming over.
We'll split that stuff up. But the day-to-day activities, he's got it covered.
What about that?
Boy.
Is he a big duster? Does he dust?
No, I don't think we've ever dusted.
Do you dust?
Really. No, not really.
Rob Spiewak, do you dust?
No, I occasionally. That's my least favorite. I really hate dusting.
Does Carrie have one or two? I know you do a lot in the house.
Yeah.
Does Carrie have one or two things that you that she tackles that she doesn't mind doing? I have a particular household task that I don't really mind if I have to do.
I don't mind doing floors.
I was going to say
that's kind of a split we have. I like to vacuum. I enjoy vacuuming. Carrie likes to do the floors. Like, we have hardwood floors on the main level.
Got it.
She'll Swiffer and do the wax and stuff or whatever the goo is, and she makes them look great. Yeah. She does good at that.
I love the little Swiffer. I got this thingy that you have the spray bottle where you spray right in front of the Swiffer.
Takes care of everything.
And you do it because, by the way,
Carrie loves to start the laundry. That's the other thing she loves. She loves to start the laundry.
But not finish the laundry.
No, as we've discussed before, we have a storage unit for our laundry, which is called the dryer. So if you need something, it's in the dryer.
You know what's crazy? Now I feel spoiled. I feel spoiled because my laundry at 100%, Carla loves laundry.
Oh,
everything
about
it. She likes doing it. I don't know if she likes doing it, but she does it. She does it. Like religiously.
I can't wait to talk to Carla.
I remember
talking about it tomorrow.
Mike says
she loves doing laundry.
Right? One time on a Sunday, Carrie, is when she was in retail, she came home from work. I said, guess what I did today? She said, what? I said, I washed, dried, folded, and put away clothes in one day.
You did. It took you the whole day?
But I'm saying that it can be done in one day.
I should highlight that at work, I'll clean anything.
Yes.
Like, I'll clean, I'll do anything. Like, I'll do the glass, I'll do the front door, this is before COVID.
Except for Mac. When Mac was interning, you didn't clean him.
No, I tried, Mike.
We asked you again and again. We asked you to clean Mac, Rofo, and Adrian on one day, and you refused.
We tried
to clean Rofo, but the squeegee broke.
I cleaned Rofo up.
By the way, we do that with interns. If you're interested, you know, once this COVID thing's over, and we have to go to break here, but I will tell you, if you're interested in how we treat our interns, and we do offer a cleaning program for interns before they start, before they're allowed to come into Podcast Village. If you want to know what that's like, I urge you to rent the movie Pulp Fiction. And skip forward to the scene where Vincent and Jules are being hosed off after Mr. Wolf comes in to gets rid of the body for him.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it happens.
It's included. It's included.
Scrub dub at the Podcast Village, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thanks for stopping. Some night, huh?
On this very night, 10 years ago, along the same stretch of road, in a dense fog just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen. There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
I get off right up here.
Have a nice day. Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Hi, and welcome to the San Antonio Department of Parks and Recreation official Alamo Tour. My name is Tina.
Excuse me, Tina, but could we go straight to the...
I tell you what, let's hold all questions until the end of the tour, okay? At this time, I'd like to conclude our tour, and I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
The Academy Award-winning Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Great film.
From the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, we're heard all over the place. Shreveport, Louisiana, Jamaica, Virginia, Pea Island, North Carolina. That's a great place to summer. St. Marie's, Idaho, Jollyville, Texas.
Did you know that's also the nickname for the pool Oscar's renting?
Pea Island. Peeville. Pea Island.
Peeville.
That's terrible. And George Washington, the George Washington National Forest in Lost City, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I'd like to welcome you and ye family to the George Washington National Forest in Lost City, West Virginia. Like to urge you to keep a handle on your campfires. Make sure you don't leave any open containers or any of your foodstuffs available in case the bar come through and tackle it for
ye. Watch out for bar.
And just enjoy yourself. You listen, you go out deep in the woods, you want them on a Mac, you trail a little bit, just so you know where you're coming and going, just so you don't get yourself lost in the deep, dark forest. And then you start yelling out, Josh, Josh, just like that movie a few years back, the Blair Witch Project. We don't want that to happen.
Anyway, we are brought to you by KiwiCo. Believe it or not, a lot of kids are missing school right now, you think?
Oh.
Well, it's summertime.
Summertime.
I mean, really, I think they're missing their friends.
Yeah, they haven't seen them since spring.
Yeah, they're eager to get back to school. They're missing
school. You said missing school, but Or missing school even in the middle of the summer? My kid's not missing school in the middle of the summer.
No,
but
I mean,
he loves
not missing.
KiwiCo. I mean, I have to be honest with you. When I'm reading the copy and it says, believe it or not, a lot of kids are missing school right now, that might be something you would say in February, but you wouldn't,
No, I'm not saying they're missing school. They're not missing school like not going. They're missing it.
Oh.
They crave it. They want to get back to it. They like the structure. And the.
You crave it. It's what you want.
Ooh.
Be happy with relax. Anyway, it feels... It's summer.
Yes.
Well, if you know a kid who wants to learn and play in a fun way, KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. KiwiCo is great. We put together the Constellation Lantern. Michael, by the way, we'll get to Dirk's wonderful telescope that I figured out. We put together this wonderful, wonderful Constellation Lantern, and it also had a... I think it was a solar spinner, something like that. It's got pure fun education. I hope the people at KiwiCo are realizing that I really did do this with my son. I was even surprised by how much I loved it as an adult. Plus, we've done this kaleidoscope we did earlier in the summer. It was so, so very cool. KiwiCo sends these projects that get them away from the screen, get them away from the computer games, and allow them to participate in a wonderful and educational fun product. There are different crates for kids of all ages, something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo is redefining play, hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. We genuinely love it. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. You gonna love it. All right, speaking of education and school, Rob came in the other day and said that there's a major decision that was made surrounding your daughter, who I just saw before we went on the air, who was grabbing your
needed
your
the credit card.
Wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been back and forth on what we're going to do with the kids going back to school, and we had determined that Robert was going to do mixed learning before Loudoun County backed off on that, so he's going to be a total stay-at-home student at least through the end of the year. Julia.
So in other words, what you're saying is Loudoun County.
They backed off of having
in-person school. Meanwhile, you were going to thrust your kid in the middle of the pandemic.
Exactly.
With a mixed learning.
Like, get in there, boy.
Go in and do it. I was not for that decision, but it was largely his decision, and he thought he would benefit from it, but that's a moot point now.
Well, now he won't bring the COVID back to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Julia,
you are the one that has to be aware of this more than anybody else.
Look,
Do you guys
want to take turns here, or how do you want to do it?
I'm just saying, I talked to a friend yesterday that lost 50 pounds since March, and I said, is everything okay? I thought he was sick. Mm-hmm. He said, no. He goes, I wanted a fighting chance if I get hit by this thing. I was like, I never even thought about that.
No, that's not valid because I don't believe Oscar has a friend.
All right.
That's great. So, easy to deflect, but something that is valid.
Robert III will not be going
into in-person school. No, he's going to be staying at home. But Julia has determined, after doing some research and doing some contact with the school, she will, on August 15th, be going to Richmond to attend classes in a modified way.
Ooh.
The four-person apartments that VCU has for students are now being for two, so they've modified that. There's more space. The apartment has a kitchen. So she will not be on a meal plan, so she doesn't have to or cannot go to the dining hall, which was the major concern on many universities, because that's just, that's a swamp right there.
That's crap food.
Shoulder to shoulder. It is.
And she's not going to be bringing it back into your house every day.
Not
either.
And I was driving towards that. Also, you should know that VCU has FedExed every student a test kit that Julia had to swab her throat and get it back. And it's a fast turnaround deal. She wasn't allowed to do it on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday because it has to go out on a weekday. So
when is she going to be going back to class?
August 15th.
Wouldn't it be great if it was also a drug test?
It is. It's actually, and also, it turns out, I am the father. So that's good news, too.
So technically, every kid that attends VCU is going to be tested. But I like the fact that with Robert III, and I was busting your balls on it, but with Robert III, I don't think that should be his decision.
Yeah.
I think it should be your decision. And I'm glad that he's not going to be going back and forth. My concern with my kid is, I read the statistics and the data about children getting it and not being anywhere near as affected, although there are exceptions to that rule as well. But I worry, being a 61-year-old fat guy, that I'm the one. I'm right. the lead guy here, or anybody with pre-existing conditions, that type of thing. In Julia's case, going down there, being around fellow students, and not being bringing it to older people.
And the thing is she is 19, Robert is 17. She is a very wise 19. Robert is not a extraordinarily worldly 17. It would be a different decision to send him out of the house. I trust her. I've been watching the way she operates this summer. Of her classes,
I should point out that person that you're not confident in the judgment is the one that you deferred to on the decision to go in person.
Yeah. Do you want to go back or stay?
Okay, guys. Can we focus?
Please. I'm serious. I'm serious.
Things have also changed.
It's hard being a parent.
Things have changed since that decision was made, too. Things have gotten worse. And we were going with what the county said.
We are busting your balls because we don't want
you to die.
I understand this. And believe me, of the three of us, I'm probably the one who wants to live the most. So I dig where you're coming from. Except maybe not after this segment. So Julia will only be doing about 20% of her studies in socially distance in person. They've really, really cut back.
Yeah.
The rest will be done online. And the thing that really made me say that this is a valid decision. I still don't love it. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't love it. I'd love to keep her at home. And Mike, you can relate to this. Somehow, as a parent, from that moment that you get that child in your hands, you think that if they're with you, somehow they are less at risk. You know, you can protect them if they're on, but that's not the case in real life. It's not.
I'm trying to, on the Julia front, if my kids were college age, and they're not, they're both graduated,
right.
I would err on the side of her going, simply because her she's major. Not going to be going and coming back. If it was a commuter school, it would be a different story. I'd be with you. On the Robert thing, no matter what, I would have erred on the side of caution. We made the decision on our first grader immediately because I live in the den of the idiots down in Florida where it was instantaneous. We're doing a thing. Oh, God, I wish I remember. There's virtual and then there's, oh, God.
Is it pod learning?
It's not. It's teacher. God, I'm so sorry. I don't remember what it is. Just for a little bit. It's a.
What are you even talking about?
I'm sorry.
We're talking about children.
I'm
trying to think what it's called, but it's a different dedicated teacher to one kid type of learning that we're doing.
It's
virtual, but it's a different kind of virtual.
Okay.
He's doing that for at least 3 months.
Executive coaching.
They have delayed 1 month, half a month, August 31st when he starts. There's every chance from what I'm reading about the fall that we're going to still be here. When that happens, simply because I don't know what the future holds. But, you know, it's I err on the side of my own ass here. I
want you to know that I was those few days that I thought he was going to be doing mixed learning. I was tremendously anxious and I was very much against it. I was not able to make my point clear enough to the family for it to happen. It was a different, the numbers were different then too. It was not exactly where we are now, but I understand what you're saying. I will say this. I heaved a huge sigh of relief when Loudoun County changed their policy. It's smart. Now for Julia, if I look at what she's been doing and she's been very smart all summer, her day to day is not going to change that much. By being down there, she's not
she's
a partier.
She's socializing with you. I think we do our best.
Now,
I think I'm completely with you.
What is it? It's a state school, right? But I know we make fun of it, but it's not like a dumb school, right?
No. As far as arts go, it's one of the top in the nation. I mean, for a general studies, that's not so much of an achievement.
Okay.
But
to get in for arts, it is a big deal. Outside of the Ivy League,
But the thing is, they have a very high acceptance rate because they're huge. Not so much in the art school.
Just yesterday.
By the way, salute to Catherine's beau. I just want to say hi. I want to say out there, you know, nice guy. Very, very nice guy.
Is he a Ram as well?
No. Oh. He's up on the food chain a little bit.
American University?
Little school called Columbia.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Good work, Catherine.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you don't get your big break. Just let him work.
Right. Kept woman.
As I was saying.
At home with her fruit wine.
This delicious fruit wine. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I think that, what worries me now, and by the way, news you may not need today, we're going to have all the stupid you can handle. We're going to have
plenty
all
of stupid.
The stupid.
I think this is fun.
It's America. Everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
So there are lots of, and you know, if you can't rely on a doctor, let's get a celebrity.
I like opinionated celebrities. I hope you have some of that.
We've got some of that. Let me just add this.
Locally here, we probably won't see Dahlia for another calendar year because George Washington University is going all virtual.
Right.
Georgetown just announced yesterday they're going all virtual. Georgetown University just all virtual in the fall semester. It's really school to school. Meanwhile,
George Mason is bringing back wrestling with an audience. So
with no restrictions on the crowd side.
That's right. So we're very excited about that.
Right.
Go Colonials.
American University will not be canceling their sporting events because no one attended anyway. So that's going to be fine with that. It was always an empty room. That's the way that went. So. Your son's going to be virtual, and Julia's heading off.
Julia's going to be down there.
That could change, too. Right?
I've said this, and my family is so sick of me saying it that I have to cease saying it. I said, Julia, this is a good plan, but there's still you know, 3 weeks that they could change it. So don't get, you know, totally set in what's going to happen. But I'm impressed with the plans the school has made. I'm impressed with the way she's prepared for it. And also, you know, she's still here. She's socially distancing, but going to work 3 days a week. So she's getting out and doing. She's as safe there as she is here, as long as she continues to show the wisdom that she shows. I love her very much.
Let me add this. I can't, and part of me would love to hear maybe from your daughter's perspective later on after all this like scariness is over.
Right.
But if there are, can you imagine Mike being like in college? And I guess we've all been in that that state where you're like, look, I'm going back to school. I think it's just going to be weird if we stay together. Let's just break up. And then, you know, let's see where we land when we get back from school. And you literally make that call 4 to 5 days before you leave. Yep. And then you realize you're staying.
Yeah.
Weird.
A lot of that.
I think your point is, if that does happen, Rob, you're going to have an angry young lady on you.
Oh, well, I mean, she has been.
You're going to have an angry young lady. It ain't going to be peace in the planet.
No. There is a lot of. I hate the world. A lot of this is the fact that this is where she's been driving at her whole life. She's wanted to do this, and she doesn't want to fall behind. She wants to stay with and, you know, learn with and grow with the artists that she worked with for her first year of college.
Do you ever sit her down and say, everybody's going through this, please take solace in that. No one's getting a leg up on you. They're all stuck in pause.
I have, actually. Yeah. I said, you know, sucks. It would be weird if you were targeted here. And I know this is horrible. And it feels like this is just you. But think of it. It's everybody in your class. It's everybody in every class. It's everybody in the world right now that has been compromised somehow. Mm-hmm, and I hate that it's happening.
Except the White House.
Yeah.
No, he's fine. I hate that it's happening during Robert's senior year, which is crumbling like sand in his hands right before him.
I know. And he's the one I feel sorry for the most.
I think you dodged a bullet. There would have been some teen pregnancies for sure.
During the senior year. Yeah. Always that sidetrack. You know?
I'm going to stay at fireworks because I got to pay child support.
He had a one-way ticket to Stanford. And then, you know, that's turbo hottie. Showed up with kid.
Yeah. Some girl with relaxed morality that really loves his mullet, and all of a sudden I'm Grandpa Rob.
Why is it the girl's fault? You pig.
Well, you know, it's not like the apple's falling far from the tree. You know, it happened another generation, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
Probably what happened to me. Probably what happened to me if I just could have gotten laid.
We will take a break, and I've got a wildlife update that's not a happy one up here in the great state of Maine. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Imagine a cocktail party, but not just any cocktail party. One that stretches from coast to coast.
Okay.
It's a TMOS cocktail party. This Friday at 7 on the east and 4 on the left. And all you have to do is kick back, relax, and enjoy your favorite libation. You could have a dark and stormy with Dirk, a Jamaica margarita with Jimmy, or a cable car with Carrie. How about suds with Scott, a highball with Hari, or an Alabama slammer with Alpino? No, this isn't a place to nosh on fabulous fruit fritters. It's a way for you to wind down for the week and get your drink on. So come for the fun this Friday live on Facebook or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Everybody gonna get it.
Welcome back.
Silly.
Very silly. Still the Mexican Mule is on the menu for me on tomorrow.
Don't forget fresh lime. Very important.
Fresh lime. Very cool.
Mike, I'm going to grab.
Well, we grow them like weeds up here.
I'm going to grab a quick water, so I'm going to step away for 2 seconds.
Yes, absolutely.
Try to do it without you.
Thank you. There he goes. Listen, this portion of the program brought to you by Sunday. This may shock you, but I'm not what you call a lawn guy. You know
what?
That. But this is changing. Let me tell you why it's changing. This company that is a new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show, Sunday. Phenomenal. Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. I just went to their website. This is what I did. Typed in the home address. Their free lawn analysis tool did the rest. Sunday created my custom lawn plan, sent me the products. They based it on my soil, climate, and lawn. They sent everything I needed with free shipping. I thought I needed expensive equipment or a green thumb to make my grass healthy again. But with Sunday, it's easy as attaching the included nozzle sprayer and watering your lawn. That's all I did.
It's amazing. Lawn it's care. Just one of those bag things that just hooks to the end of your hose. The nozzle's included.
They give you the nozzle. You put it on there. Bingo. You're ready. Used to cost me hundreds of dollars to take up my whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. I did my treatment for this week, and then I'll do another one in the middle of August. for the fall, and the lawn will never look better. You don't need to know everything about soil, grass, or micronutrients to have a great lawn. So if you're not 100% sure what your lawn needs to be green, no worries. Just get Sunday. Visit GetSunday.com for $20 off your summer plan when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's GetSunday.com, promo code TMOS for $20 off your summer plan. Get Sunday. And I have to tell you, even with a recent application, I have been comparing lawns to other people around here in the great state of Maine. Very unusual soil composition up here. And what they sent me has helped the lawn maintain its greenness with the stress of heat and a very significant drought that we're going through right now.
And so what I hear, cool Mike, stuff. It really what is. I hear, dandelion's gone. And that's crazy.
Dandelion's amazing with just a spray bottle that you get that. Also sent by Sunday. Now, listen, I want to get on to this story that that blew us away. A lot of listeners sent me this story. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Maine, the great state of Maine, saw its first fatal shark attack in the state's history.
Recorded I didn't know it was in all time. Wow.
Yes, state's history Monday when a shark killed a 63-year-old New York woman off Bailey Island, Maine. That's northeast of Portland, Maine, down in the southern part of the state. Based on the information from the state of Maine, including photos of tooth fragments, this was definitely caused by a white shark. That's according to this guy, Greg Skomal. He's a leading Atlantic great white shark expert and a senior scientist with the marine fisheries in Massachusetts. So this is scary. The return of the great white sharks to New England over the past two decades is both a conservation success story. Well, probably not a success story for that 63-year-old.
I was going to say, yeah.
And an emerging public safety concern. So extremely rare for a shark to attack, much less kill a human. Incidents are on the rise in New England. I know the Cape Cod area where Oscar's going to be venturing. Yes. They've got they're plentiful out in
where,
that area.
That's
right?
Where Amity Island is.
Yeah.
Is off Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
We did capture and kill a large squalus.
Amity Island is not real. Please get yourself away from the TV in the only way that you formulated your view of the world.
Yeah,
by the
clear
magic
the
box.
Beaches.
Okay, very good. Amity means friendship. Yes.
We can save August.
Martin, my kids were in that water. Anyway, it's shark scientists think that most unprovoked great white shark attacks.
Nah.
Here's my framed lobby card from Jaws. And you can see in the background. You see, Amity Island is real. There's a billboard.
Right. Is that autographed? Do you have an autograph
No,
on
but
that?
Those are, you can see there's little plastic sharks that say Jaws on them that were handed out when the movie was released.
You're such a rube.
But this is a gift from my father.
Oh. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Show the picture. Hold it steady so we can see the, that's the mayor. That's Roy Scheider, who's Martin, the sheriff. And that's Richard Dreyfuss, who's the scientist.
Matt Hooper.
This was no boating accident. All right, so they think most unprovoked great white shark attacks are cases of mistaken identity. I've watched a lot of Shark Weeks. I think I get that.
Mm-hmm.
That they think it's a seal.
So I thought the shark thought it was another person.
No, you're not they wanted to attack.
I'm so sorry.
Based on reports of sightings from fishermen, and evidence of increasing shark predation on seals, Skomal began to think that the... this goes on and on. It's too much detail here.
Yeah, I read the story, Mike. Can I give you some of my thoughts? First, when I heard the story breaking on the news, I was like, oh, man, I hope that everybody in the O'Mara family is okay, right?
Right.
But then I remember that I didn't really... All the times that we've talked about Maine or even discussed Maine, no one ever said I'm going to go for a dip and a swim in Frenchman's Bay because I didn't know where it was. Okay. And then I looked on a map and I realized it's south of you guys, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Frenchman's Bay is right here.
No, I'm talking about the shark attack.
The site of the
shark attack is two and a half hours, 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah, so it's way south. Yeah. So I was like, it's just so far away. Then I started thinking about this ecosystem and how. Like, I thought more people would be boating, so in turn, more people would be fishing, and then also polluting, which would sustain some sort of, fence, a geofence around and away from the shores, because there's more food for the great whites to get into, right?
Okay.
Or and that's how I always think about when, like, the rats in the city come up or the ducks come up to Wisconsin Avenue because
right.
there's nobody around to feed them. But right. then I start thinking about the beaches. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, a lot of these beaches in New England are probably not as populated as they are, I would say, traditionally pre-COVID, right? So there's a lot going on.
I would say everything
yeah.
in Mother Nature
gotten squirrely.
Has gotten different, and there are probably many areas now that have more animal populations coming back because
closer.
Man's footprint
closer, yeah.
has
yeah.
been modified by this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
we've
that's
been
absolutely
seeing,
true.
Yesterday in the audio vault, we had bears opening cars, but we've said bear sightings in the neighborhood around here. Deer are all over the mm-hmm. place up here.
They're
it's
everywhere.
Crazy. It's crazy.
And this is the only thing I can offer on this. That I've been coming up here for a very, very long time. And one of the things we do, we have harbor seals up here in Frenchman's Bay.
We saw them when we took a boat ride with you and we saw the seals. It's great.
Well, we went up with my sister a while back and my son, just the three of us, went up the river. And there's this ledge, this granite ledge that comes out into the bay. And that is normally, if you see a couple of seals, it's kind of really, it's really cool. There were 41 that
41?
I counted.
41?
Whoa.
41 big, fat
Man.
Seals. And the only way I processed this when I heard about this tragedy down in southern Maine off the coast down there was, okay, if you're talking about putting bait in the water mm-hmm. for a great white shark,
yeah.
what would that bait be? What
yeah.
would a great white shark be excited about? He would Ooh. Be excited about those nice meaty fat mm-hmm. seals,
lazy on a ledge seal. Yeah, yeah, of course,
like a chicken wing
lazy on a ledge seal. We that's what I. That's how I processed it. Especially since my cousin's wife is a long distance swimmer and actually puts on the wetsuit.
She goes and swims.
Does long, long swims
wow.
on the coast, just
I'd
like this lady was doing.
Never do that.
It's
Jeez.
It's food for thought.
Mike, I actually
have
news coverage from the I think this is from Channel 2 in Portland.
All right, let's listen.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark
You're not
has just
play
eaten
Mr. Jaws.
A girl
You are not
swimmer.
Playing Dickie Goodman.
Well, Mr.
Turn
Jaws,
it off.
How was
You're
it?
Not,
ah,
you,
no, man!
You dick.
He played Dickie Goodman. Jesus Christ. You're broken. You're a broken person.
Someone died, Rob.
I'll keep you
posted. I know, which
now,
is why we must try to stay
thing?
Cheerful.
Did I mention to you guys that the family took a little island picnic over the weekend?
No,
not at all.
To Amity Island?
We went out, Bean, right across in the bay. We went over.
Bean.
A couple of the families. And
was Kevin Reiner lying?
Gene Baxter, what is wrong with you? Will you calm down?
He's it's so like excited that he's alive.
I know, he's excited. We're sitting there with my cousin Teddy's son, Quinn. And I'm not kidding you. We hear,
oh,
and Quinn saw it. I'm standing next to him. I see the water foam and see just mm-hmm. after it happens. We didn't know what the hell it was. We didn't know if it was a whale, a seal. We're not sure. But there was something that broke the water in a very, very big way. And it was interesting. So I think, look, these COVID times, they're critters. They're critters when there weren't critters before.
Yeah. Isn't
so we'll
it amazing
it out.
That America has really only been facing COVID now? What, it's in March. This is the seventh. It's 4 months we've really been in the grips of it, right?
You want to say that again? You want to start with that? Abadee.
I thought I did pretty good.
Oh, you did? That's a bar.
I was doing some...
Sometimes you stumble up in life, and I'll take care
what
of it.
What happens, though. Oscar?
Excuse me. Damn it!
Okay. All right, so what's your point, please?
My point is this. We've been really in the grips of this for about 4 months.
Right.
And that has changed the ecosystem. And
I
the
think
people
you're right.
that And the people that say that the ozone layer is gone or global warming can't be reversed, look at what can happen in just 4 months of modified behavior. It's crazy.
My mom was explaining to Shannon, and it's so funny you brought this up this weekend, that the chupacabra, what the chupacabra is.
Oh, no. Not the chupacabra.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the rat? The big oversized rat?
No. It's supposed to be like a dingo with like fangs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's like is it a mythological
thing? I was trying
thing?
To explain to my mom, to my wife, I said, that's the Bigfoot of the Latin culture, the chupacabra.
That's the Bigfoot of the Latin culture.
Yeah. And she said... She goes, "Get us Bigfoot." And I said, no, Mom. No, I'm not saying this is the Bigfoot. I'm saying it's just so, it was so stressful. I said, the Chupacabra is not real. And right. Bigfoot is not real. And she said, "I see Bigfoot." And I said, no. It's like everything she sees on these like sci-fi channels, because all sure. she's watching at home, she takes this gospel truth. This is a culture that goes and prays at a weeping piece of toast that looks like the Virgin Mary. All right?
Yeah.
Sometimes their faith leads them in the wrong place, in the wrong direction.
And for God's sake,
Chupacabra is the hot sauce that you get when you go into the local diner.
The wooden top. Oscar, for God's sake, don't tell her about the Jersey Devil. She'll be up all night.
I will not.
Or the Bunny Man. The Bunny Man of Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Bunny Man Bridge.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Extension cords. They're for sissies. Sweet or salty. I kiss both ways. I'm the only one who likes to wear goggles. My left pinky is useless. Justin Bieber. Hang in there, boy. Betty White has more upper body strength than most men. Seattle's a hell of a town. That Space Needle. Oh, whoa, boy. You don't hear much about the shoehorn anymore. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Target, boy, or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. The TMOS
That's
Shopping Center. It's better than good.
Anymore.
It's unbeatable.
Yeah. Right, that's old. Let's change.
We've got Target.
We
and Target. Walmart. Yeah.
Thought we didn't have Target.
No,
anymore.
We have Walmart and Target.
Both of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry about that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I should keep track of my own show. As we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Better sleep even prepares you to be more balanced emotionally. Sleep Number to the rescue. From Feather Soft to Super Fime, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting, so it's just right for both of you. Fact, compared to average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more of sleep per night. Oh, last night I had a beautiful sleep on my Sleep Number. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost general health and well-being, and that's important now more than ever. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. Improve your sleep with a Sleep Number bed, a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, and now for a limited time, you can save up to $500 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store, online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, or by chat. Chat. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Meara sent you. We would appreciate that. That is very, very, very helpful to us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar just texted us a home movie.
Yes.
You should get it in about 20.
Chupacabra?
Well, I tried to find the Chupacabra, but that doesn't come up because the majority of Americans don't know what that is. But they have Bigfoot, and I forgot how crazy.
That's a panda bear you texted.
No, there's that's because Pony said ready to roll, and I was like, he never says that.
Oh, that's what you did. Okay, so it's wrong. You funny. Anyway, I look forward to seeing the next one in about 3 days.
Yeah, when it arrives.
This. We have a cat update. I wanted to do this very briefly.
Cat update.
I wanted to make sure I got this 2020. In here before the show. The other night, Carl and I are sitting down to dinner, and my son has eaten already, so we are having dinner alone. And Carla looks at me and she says, "I need to talk to you about something." And whenever that happens, I have a little pause, but I trust Carla, so I don't worry about anything.
You're finally leaving me. No.
You're finally leaving the gardener, the pool boy, she looks at me and she says, "Listen, I've been thinking about it." So what? The cat.
Yes.
I think we made a rash decision about the kitten.
Oh, boy.
So I'm trying to feign some sort
delight?
Of delight. I would be feigning being unhappy about this.
Oh, okay, all right.
The delight is inside of me.
This is great news.
I look at her and she says, "I just don't think we should." Do you? No, she asked me. She said, "Do you really think we should get the cat?" And this is exactly I want to show you, but with a close up here, how I looked at her when she said this. I said, really? You don't think so?
Yeah, that's probably correct.
Look, at the time, I was fine. The neighbor's cat had kittens. Right. We went through a naming process. By the way, there are going to be people that are going to be pissed off at this. I can't control
anything. I've been down this
road,
Mike. I know what that wrath is like.
You know, I get it. Carla thinks that it might be a little much. I said, well, with a 12-week-old puppy in the house now, another pet that's here, and a 7-year-old boy, and a 61-year-old man who, you know, look, as soon, I think the odds, based on, you know, the family actuarial tables I've looked at, would indicate that once that dog is done peeing on the floor, it's time for me to start.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that fact. No, I think that hauling
Mike
us around
the- Mike in his crate.
Yes. Yeah. Did you bring me something back from McDonald's? She thought it might not be the best idea. Of course, she didn't have to twist my arm. I'm not a cat person. But I thought that the issue of traveling, if ultimately we head back south.
The trip back, yeah.
With a kitten that is not really house trained yet, the idea of that.
Oh, the stank alone.
I was fine with it.
Gross.
And by the way, so the next door neighbor boy came over, and the mom who lives next door, who Carla has begun to get along very well with, I haven't met her yet, but we've got another good set of neighbors here, which is very exciting, and brought over some cheesecake from a local lady that makes cheesecake here. Very nice gesture.
Yum.
And when Carla came back home, she was at the store. I said, did you mention to them?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, did you? I said, no, it's not my job. I'm not the one that's
you got to break the deal.
She rolled over last night. They were cool about it. Very, very cool. But apparently cats are popular up here. It doesn't take long to find them a home. So that's going to be that. So Earl Grey will no longer be joining the O'Mara family.
Sayonara.
And I know there are probably people that are a little, you know, there are plenty of cat people in our listening audience.
So,
hey, real sorry about that. You know, by the way, my level of remorse over this is the same remorse that if you want to see a movie falling down, check out the manager of the breakfast place when Michael Douglas goes in and asks to be served breakfast during the lunchtime. And the guy looks at him and goes, hey, I'm really sorry, but we can't do that for you. That's the way I feel about the.
Can I ask a question real quick?
One question. I will entertain one question.
What about your son?
Exactly.
He handled it like a trooper. He was with his cousins yesterday, and he was with the neighbor boy yesterday, and then I succeeded with the telescope. And then I think was it yesterday afternoon, we put a call into Dirk Vastrick to say thank you for the telescope. He was distracted and had a little attitude at bed. No mention of the kitty cat. So
that's
it's
good.
Gone.
That's
I don't
good.
Think we have to worry about it. Don't think, now, if he starts bringing the cat over again, then we might have a problem now.
Yeah,
right. It seems to be okay. And Carla's cool with it, too.
Just forbid him from going over
there. You know, listen, I don't need to reenact a scene from We Bought a Zoo. In my house. All right? So I'm fine.
I tried to tell you that. And you're like, what am I supposed to do? Say no to him? Yes.
It was his birthday party. My cousins were over here. I was not right.
You know what's great about
right mind when I said yes to him.
We Bought a Zoo is the title does not reveal what the movie's about. I like that.
No, I couldn't
it's
even
a
tell you. You watch that movie, not know what the hell it's about. It's a bad Matt Damon movie. There it is. We will take a break and come back with a The Land of Stupid.
Love it.
News you may not need right here.
Hey, guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007.
Would
be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, here we go. Commit.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day.
Oh, wow.
Away. I sound like Jerry.
God, that was great, though. Dead on.
Did you know that when Annie sang that song, she was referring to the hope-inspiring and faith-restoring qualities of the TMOS Friday cocktail party?
It's true.
It is true. Yes, it is. That little redheaded kiddo may not have had pupils in her eyes, but She sure knew a stiff drink when she saw it. Yes, Annie loved to drink.
God. Why didn't she have pupils?
Just how she was drawn in the comics.
Drawn. Not drawed. Annie loved to drink just like her parents, which is probably why she was an orphan. God. But never mind that. Won't you drink with us? You see, this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow, there shall be a regular drunken show followed by an inebriated bonus episode. I don't necessarily commit to getting drunk and inebriated.
No, I don't have
a cocktail.
No,
that's
all.
Yeah, yeah.
The bonus show will stream free once, but then it goes beyond the paywall. Never fear, you can get unlimited access to all of the shows by subscribing to the bonus show. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The whole catalog is right there, and a subscription just might cure your bleeding gingiva.
Oh, it's horrible.
Gross.
Your passport to the assport, I guarantee it. I'm Mike O'Mara, and imbibe, subscribe, and grab the TMOS vibe. And now back to That's My Mama, already in progress.
Good show.
They were Swedish, weren't they? Isn't that what they
No,
were?
It was set in a barbershop. It was African-American in a barbershop in Washington, D.C., of all places.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you very much. Thank you for
I
that
remember
update.
Mama was the Swedish one.
Oh, that's right. Mama puts the pies out. Oh, whatever.
Yes. News. Yeah.
News.
Boo. All right, I promised you a dive into stupid. Here we go. If you're tired of hearing actual doctors and infectious disease experts talking about COVID-19, let's mix things up and explore the brilliant wisdom of celebrities.
Oh, good.
First off, Madonna. She recently shared a video claiming that hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID, even though that has proven not to be true. In the caption, she said, quote, "The people in power stand to make money from this long, drawn-out search for a vaccine, which has been found and proven and has been available for months." So,
Madonna.
I love the fact that there is a small segment of the population that when they see Madonna saying it's been proven, they'll believe that it's been
the
proven.
The allegation is false to say that the hydroxychloroquine doesn't have enough of a margin on it. So that's why people are saying it doesn't work, because it doesn't benefit enough of the people in power.
Yeah, that's crap.
That run it. That's crap. Let me add this, Mike. There's so much misinformation out there that it really does become it's hard to decipher like what is real and what is not sometimes, unless you really decide to pay attention.
Yeah, and all you have to do is, read everything about it.
Yeah.
And you'll know. And there's data. So that's that. And there are studies that happen without the proper way of doing it. Madonna goes on to say they'd rather let fear control the people and let the rich get richer and the poor get sick and sicker. The truth is, the truth will all set us free, but some people don't want to hear the truth. This hydroxychloroquine has been around, and there are studies that have shown some benefits with it, but there are also things that are bad. I'm so tired of hearing about it. I don't know what they did. Well, I guess it came from the top. Michael Porter Jr., he's a Denver Nugget basketball player. He went on Snapchat and warned people not to get too emotionally involved because the COVID thing is being overblown. He said, quote, "Personally, I think the coronavirus is being used, obviously, for a bigger agenda. It's being used for population control in just terms of being able to control masses of people. The whole world is being controlled. You're required to wear masks, and who knows what will happen when this vaccine comes out. You might have to take the vaccine in order to travel. Like, that would be crazy." Michael claimed he's never been vaccinated and never had any shots in his whole life.
Wow.
So he's an anti-vaxxer, which is a little hard to believe. He played college basketball at Missouri, and according to the school's website, students born after 1956 are required to comply with the two-dose MMR immunization policy. So I don't know whether that's true.
Maybe he forgot. Maybe.
Am I reading ahead about the Russian vaccine? Do you have that in there?
I don't have the Russian vaccine. What I do have is Congressman Louis Gohmert from Texas.
Oh, him. This
he was
guy.
Diagnosed with COVID-19, which isn't totally shocking since he's anti-mask. But he did start wearing masks recently, and he finds it ironic that he contracted the coronavirus during that time. Well, there's video of the guy, not wearing
running
masks
around,
during that
time.
He suggested wearing a mask could be the reason he got infected.
This guy's a douche.
Yeah.
Here's his quote. It's interesting that I don't know about everybody, but when I have a mask on, I'm moving it to make it comfortable, and I can't help but wonder if that puts some germs in the mask. Keep your hands off your mask. Anyway, who knows? Well, I've heard that you don't want to touch a surface.
Well, I love any congressman named Louie, of course, but I also like the fact that he says it puts some germs in the mask.
Why blame the mask after all this drama?
Well, it's because he wants to be right. Yeah, he wants to be right.
We're Americans, Oscar. We all have to have opinions. That's the way it goes. All right, let's get to something that's a little lighter. A website called Vulgar Chef just released a new recipe for...
Yeah.
Hot dog Rice Krispie treats. Basically, it's a batch of Rice Krispie treats.
Sweet and savory.
Which is Rice Krispies, butter, and marshmallow fluff.
Yes.
With cut up hot dogs mixed in. And then you top it with ketchup and mustard and relish.
No! Oh, no, no.
We didn't find any reviews online, so we can't tell you if it's a good combo or if it's going to taste like it's a tad unsettling. Unsettling.
Yeah.
No, maybe I said that was going to be a relief from stupid news, but it really wasn't.
It's a hard pass.
I would try it.
Of course you
would. A new survey asked people which comfort foods they've leaned the most on during the pandemic. And, you know, I think there's everything on the list I might have sampled here. We'll go 8-1. Eight is chicken noodle soup. Anyone? Anybody enjoy chicken noodle soup during the pandemic?
No. Why would you? That's not comfort food.
Sure it
homemade,
is.
Homemade is good. Yeah, it'll be yummy. Good. But it's also been too hot for soup.
Mashed potatoes? Anyone? Mashed potatoes?
Absolutely. I would love mashed potatoes if I had some.
Mm-hmm. Here's a big one for me. Pasta. Love me the pasta.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. I like that thick new pasta we've been trying here in the Amera household.
Pasta.
Pappardelle or pappardelle.
How's that comfort food?
It's comfort because it makes you feel good, warm, and toasty, and like mom's around.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Carby.
Number five, mac and cheese. That's comfort food.
Oh, yeah. I love mac and cheese.
Yeah. Working at Amera House, yeah.
Number four, Za pizza.
Of course.
Pizza. Number three, chocolate or candy. Hello.
Yes,
let me give that a little ding.
Hello.
Chocolate or candy. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sweets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not gaining, not losing. I'm Mike O'Mara. How you doing? Number two, ice cream. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love some ice cream.
59% ice cream. God, do I love ice cream.
I stopped by a 7-Eleven to get an ice cream sandwich on the way home from my mom's.
Yep.
And I put my hand in there, get one for Shannon, one for myself, a little treat, and it was completely gooey and melted.
Ew. You see?
Bad refrigeration control. God. They should have their license pulled.
In the little vat with all like the Magnum bars little thing.
I was like,
you got to be below zero. You got to be below zero or you are not up to code.
Gross.
That is nasty, nasty, nasty. And the number one, what do you think the number one? 62% of us have had them in the last few months. I would say probably most people probably had them in the last week. Does anyone know?
Got it. I know what it is. Turnips.
All right.
Turnips
is incorrect, Rob's B-Wag.
Damn it.
French fries.
No. But... Mm-hmm. You are close.
Yes.
Oh, then you are potato close. Chips.
Potato chips is the answer. Woo! Numero uno, ladies and gentlemen.
Crisps.
There it is.
A bag of crisps.
That is it. All
What's
right.
your favorite now, chip right now off the top of your head? Each of you.
They're Lay's Ruffles. Lay's Ridged. They're not Ruffles, but they are wavy Lay's.
Wavy Lay's, okay.
Wavy Lay's Fantastico.
Rob?
I'm a big fan.
Wavy Lay's on WPGC.
Wavy Lay's, how you doing, man? Yeah, right after LBD.
Two nights ago, Julia brought these home, and I killed the rest of the bag. They were Lay's Dill Pickle Chips.
Those are good.
They were great with beer.
Wow. In math.
I like the crab chips, the Utz crab chips.
Oh, the
Utz. Not Utes. Utes.
No, I call them Utes.
That's wrong.
As a nod to Drab T-shirt, who first came from Arizona and the Pacific
and
Rim.
Them Utes.
And he said, I love these new Utes chips. And we just made fun of them ever since.
Oh, he is such a poots. There you go. And now a little something. The cops in Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Sure.
Got a call around 6:30 a.m. on Monday about a couple walking their dog naked. Not the dog. The couple was naked.
Oh, okay. So you know. Very good.
When the cops tracked down the couple, 32-year-old Marielle Kinney and 30-year-old Kevin Pinto, they both took off a running.
Sure.
They also started attacking when the cops caught up with them, and they were both arrested for indecent exposure, assault and battery on a police officer, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. My only question, if they were walking the dog, where'd they keep the poop bags?
Oh, God.
There you go. Fantastic.
I understand, Mike, when they ran away, it caused quite a flap.
Ew. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package.
Yes.
Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the deal. Things are bad. We need your help more than you know, and everything counts. So we're doing the Patron Society.
Yes.
What may seem insignificant to you can really make a difference to us. Here's how you can help. The TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. $1, $5, $10 a week or any amount. Hope we don't have to do this forever.
No.
But
right.
We're doing it now because it's part of the way we're keeping things chugging.
God willing.
If you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to keep this show going now more than ever. We appreciate you and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, July 30th, 2020, Rob Spiewak.
We got some good feedback on the drum game yesterday, and people loved hearing you drum, Mike. I thought that was fun. That was a hit.
Yeah.
So I was cruising around YouTube as I always do, and I found something that I've been looking for probably for 40 years. It's the 40th anniversary of the movie The Blues Brothers. It's one of my favorite soundtracks ever, but one song that is not on the soundtrack is the song they play during the shopping mall sequence.
There be anything else?
Yes. Do you have a Miss Piggy?
So this is, you know, the great shopping mall car crash scene. The song is called I Can't Turn You Loose. It's an Otis Redding song. And here's the original recording that they took it from. But
it's also the Blues Brothers album.
Yes.
The record album, it's also the opening to their live concert.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's a great driving song. And I was always sad that it was never included on the soundtrack. Well, I've looked for it for years. And I get on YouTube yesterday and someone posts the actual session that they recorded it. And it's so cool. You can actually hear the band leader counting off the record. Listen to this.
So beautifully recorded.
Oh, it's the best. And I invite you to follow the bass line. It's Donald Dunn, and it's amazing. Now, here's the thing. What surprised me, because, you know, you're not listening to this in the movie because of all the crashes and stuff. I never knew they worked in another Booker T and the MGs song. Listen, this song that they're playing right now is actually called Time is Tight. So it's actually a medley of I Can't Turn You Loose and Time is Tight. And I'd never known that before, a movie that I've seen literally 200 times. But anyway, it's on YouTube. If you search I Can't Turn You Loose, Blues Brothers, soundtrack version, it's out there. And for me, that's a huge win. So just as far, and Mike says, beautifully recorded, a really bad omission from the soundtrack. Should have been there from day one.
I always tell, because I'm old enough, Rob, to have gone to see the Blues Brothers movie in the theater when I was in high school. When did that movie come out?
1980.
Really?
This is the 40th anniversary this summer. Yeah.
I must have come home from college and seen it then. It was in high school.
Still in Bolivia.
I remember coming home from college, going to the Blues Brothers movie, and after the movie, the parking lot, which was all young kids pulling out of the parking lot, was like a road rally. Because of those car chases, everybody wanted to burn rubber coming out of the park. It was hysterical. I've never seen a movie influence the behavior of people immediately afterwards, outside of one where you just sit in the theater like Schindler's List and are so shocked by everything. This movie, people peeled out. It was crazy.
It inspired me to hear it. And Mike, you said it
again. Average movie, by the way. Average movie. Not a crazy funny movie as much.
But the music, you go for the music. I think the music is so strong.
Yeah, the music's spectacular, and just the, you know, the pop culture, they were so iconic at the time. Everybody, it was probably It was the biggest movie opening in the country at the time.
I'm sure it was number one. I'm sure it was number one.
Sold out in our theater for weeks and weeks and weeks. I remember that.
It's funny that the movies used to sell out and for weeks. You know, it's just that anyway, before the multiplex.
You would go to the movies on the weekend, and it was hard to get tickets for the first couple of weekends to go see the Blues Brothers because everybody was going to see them. Things were much more. Now, we didn't have
we
all
also
the
used
options.
To be able to go to the movies.
Yeah, the offerings were much more limited back in those days, guys. That's the way it really, really was back in the 1800s.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the days of the 10 theater multiplex weren't there. You couldn't.
Well, we had a showcase cinema, which was probably four or five theaters. And the Blues Brothers was, I remember just being pissed off at least one weekend where,
right,
let's go see the Blues Brothers because it was just movie time.
Yeah.
You were going to the movies, and that's what you did when you were a suburban kid. You went to the movies.
Well, I remember in Alexandria, the Fox Chase had two screens, but one was for porn. So you could only go, that's
Fox
but,
Chase Cinemas.
I saw behind the green door.
You did?
Yeah, I went to see a porno at that theater.
That's really creepy.
Yeah. Talk about
that's
a
the only
Fox
way you
Chase.
Can get it in the day, back in the day. You see, they go to a movie gross. Like this. Look.
All your buddies?
Yeah.
You say, sure. the Blues Brothers is sold out again.
I hope you guys were social distancing then. God.
I can't say a word right now without getting in trouble, so I'll say this.
This show is funny from start to finish.
Mike, you talked about cheesecake already. Did you know that today is National Cheesecake Day?
I did not know that.
Which is really unfortunate for the Santa Monica Cheesecake Factory, who
had
a little
cheesecake at the Fox Chase Center.
I thought that was the name of the movie.
They did cheesecake.
Cheesecake 4. So, a diabetic gentleman is at the Cheesecake Factory, and he orders fettuccine Alfredo, but it doesn't go exactly the way he wants it.
I understand that things happen.
This is his wife.
But there has to be some type of responsibility. My husband was eating his fettuccine Alfredo, and he took a bite, and he thought it was hard chicken or some overcooked, you know, cheese. Come to find out, it was a latex glove that had been melted into the food. My husband's diabetic and high risk. Immediately, it's like this pit in the bottom of your stomach.
Yeah. It was an entire glove melted into the pasta.
Joe, I'm sorry. It is. Always has been.
And you know why?
My apologies to Tony Perkins.
Too many items on the menu. Oh, God, he loves it. He loves it. And Gary Stein once lost a pen there. That's what I know about this
pen. I remember that.
A very nice pen.
Yeah.
He was very upset.
Lobster mac and cheese.
What is this? Is this overcooked chicken?
Oh, that's so
no,
nasty.
It's a glove. All right. Mike, I remember back Oral Hershiser, he played for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, he did.
Pitcher for the Dodgers. Great. Well, and now he pitched for the Indians, too, I think.
Now he is
World Series champion, by the way.
A play-by-play guy, and he was calling the Astros game. And this is I'll close with this because I really think this is pretty great. Astros, of course, in that scandal for the sign-stealing.
Pumpkin eater.
Is this the one with the brawl?
No. This is an offhanded comment from the booth. Jose Altuve struck out, and this is what he said.
Strike three call. Perhaps guessing something else. Two out.
Guessing's harder than knowing.
Oh, sick burn, Oral. He's very outspoken. I like that guy.
That's awesome.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Guessing's tougher than knowing. Oh, that is so cool. Wow. Little Bird. Man. Well, you know, they marched through the Dodgers, I think, to get to the World Series. So,
yeah.
Yee. Love that kind of stuff.
And then he found a latex glove in his hot dog.
You will not be hearing from us for a while because we're waiting all the way till tomorrow evening, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time for the TMOS cocktail party where we will be joined by our lovely brides and, you know, the one major event will be the Swimply reveal.
Yes.
Yeah. This is
only the best.
Very
for my peach.
Only the best for your peach. We will see you tomorrow with Carrie and Shannon and Carla. And thank you for continuing to support the Mike O'Mara Show any way you can. Your help is much appreciated during these difficult times. We'll see you tomorrow night for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Cheesecake Factory.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Newman.
Bye-bye.